this club's about winning trophies. I'm inexperienced in a lot of those things.
Can you believe it?
Almost lost the cup and you win it. The new European champions, the treble, the dream come true for you.
Oh, I can't believe that. I can't believe that. Football, bloody hell. But they never give in. That's the winner.
Welcome to the American Red Devils podcast. I'm John.
I'm Alex.
And we are bringing you the best Manchester United news from this side of the pond.
Sir, how you doing? How you doing? Finally. Didn't have to wait till the July. We finally got a signing in. Daniel James, how you feeling?
I mean, there was a tweet. I didn't see a jersey. I didn't see the picture, the official contract signing. So
I like that.
You know, I like jerseys. I like contracts.
No, I want no more pianos.
I mean, apparently it's done and dusted. Daniel James, medical yesterday. Announced by the club today, officially on social media. No videos, no piano, no nothing. Because the last two signs we did that for, I mean, Pogba, Sanchez, Fred, all got the social media full retard treatment, if you will. And they haven't turned out.
Less is more.
Yeah, so I like the post, just Daniel James. Sir, what is your... This is obviously the instant take on the signing. What's your thought? Daniel James, first signing this summer. How you feeling? We were complaining for 2 weeks. Now he's in.
I mean, it's a good start, but it's got to be a lot more coming. I like the signing. I think it's a smart value play. Playing the championship and bringing players from there is like should be rep our alley for certain positions and certain age groups. So a 21-year-old that's rapid, that has a lot of upside potential, I think it's good value, good deal, but we need mucho más. Like, many more deals,
speaking of the deal, give us the terms.
15-year initial.
15-year deal. 15-year contract.
£15 million, excuse me. I think it could rise to £18 million with add-ons. And I think he's got a 5-year contract and going to like £70,000 a week, which is pretty steep. But that's Manchester United way. We like to overpay people. But it's a good signing, but we need, like I said, we need mucho more. And I think the leak out of United is that we're looking for one more signing to be done by July 1, which doesn't sound like what Ole asked. But maybe they're just, you know, lowering expectations, but I think that's realistic. Maybe one more before July 1st.
I mean, they're just probably hoping that the longer time goes by, the more we're going to forget about that Huddersfield Cardiff finish to the season. I believe Ed Woodward 350. This is 15 down. So is this Edward 335? Like, yeah, we still have a long way to go. Again, just some quick stats on the young Welsh winger. He did play 33 matches for Swansea. He had 4 goals, 7 assists, 2 yellow cards, a little spice there. He's around 5'7".
Tiny tot.
He is rapid. There's tons of highlight videos on Twitter. We'll post one on our website, www.americanreddevils.com. We searched for the best highlight
videos.
We already have.
Actually, there's a post from yesterday on the website, on americanreddevils.com, just confirming Stone. When Simon Stone spoke yesterday, it was basically on like Donkey Kong.
But this is kind of old news because this apparently was
done 2 weeks ago. Passing of his father.
Unfortunately, his father did pass away. For me, let's not kid ourselves here. I'm going to take the glass half.
Give it to us, sir. Slate it.
I'll slate it a little bit.
It's a DeLow signing.
No, it's this is, you don't get Sancho. You don't make Champions League football. You get the poor man's Jadon Sancho. And look, David James, welcome to the club. Wish you the best. Again, it's going to take 2-3 years for him to be, you know, in his prime,
yep,
24, 25, and really own the right wing for Manchester United. Again, we still need someone like Sancho or Pulisic, who we missed out on to Chelsea, you know, the American Messi. For us to catch City and Liverpool, look at where we finished last season. Look how we finished last season. The right wing was such an issue for us, and we need a world-class player. So for Daniel James is going to come in, be on the bench. Let's be realistic. I mean, I'm going to root for him. He seems like a fan favorite. Ryan Giggs rates him, but again, not really doing much for us right now.
No,
right,
he's not. Right, like, he's not going to be put right into the starting 11. Expect to be a game changer, and that's what we need right now. We need game changers. We need
5 or 6.
Yeah, we're probably going to need 6 now signings if this is the kind of signings that we're making, because this is not an instant starter. As you said, this is a good buy, but we need a lot of these, and we like, if we have like this and like 1 or 2 others, we are fucked.
Yeah,
you know, which we might, bro. Knowing us, knowing Woodward.
Again, you know, just thinking off the top of my head, we're gonna need a right winger. Right? He plays on the right. We're gonna need a right winger.
We need another one though. We need a young one, and we probably need a locked in starter. Like,
Yeah,
like
so
Moussa Dembele,
center back, midfielder, Pogba, will Pog stay?
Right,
will
back.
Pog go? I mean, there's a lot of people are floating all these players. I saw one reputable United YouTube channel talking about how
reputable YouTube channel.
Yeah, reputable. That yeah, that's not. Yeah, that's totally.
No, but like asterisk,
because there hasn't been much. Everyone's floating. Oh, we're in for De Ligt. Oh, we're in for Eriksen. Oh, we're in for Mbappe. Oh, we're in for all these top players. Like, take those players off the list. Like, we'd be lucky with Harry Maguire. We'd be lucky
with Wan-Bissaka, yeah, or exactly, to get like a. Who's the guy down in Portugal that's killing it?
Bruno Fernandes.
Bruno Fernandes or
there's smoke
Joao
there.
Felix. I think Joao Felix, I mean, you don't know, sir. I think this is what Woodward does. He creates a lot of smoke. You know, it gets United fans all in a fury and excited, but at the end of the day, it's like he hasn't always delivered on that smoke.
Well, also the players' agents deliver on that smoke so they can get paid more money.
Which they do.
But as it looks at the squad, remember LVG? Both LVG and Mourinho had some hard outs and brought in quite a few players, right? And so LVG had some hard outs, right? Rafael left. A bunch of players who could have stayed and done well. Zaha left. And then he brought in like six or seven players right away and tried to just revamp the squad. Mourinho did the same, had some hard outs, but he brought in big names, right? So he didn't spend, you know, the 30 for Schneiderlin, 30 for Depay. He brought in Pogba for 80.
It's lots of for free.
Yeah, exactly. He made some moves the way Mourinho does some more, you know, experienced players. With Solskjaer, it's like, we finished the season terribly. The squad, there's questions about pretty much everyone in there, whether or not they want to play for Manchester United. And all I'm seeing is contracts still up in the air, De Gea, Mata, and then we have Daniel James coming in, and we're not linked with any big names. Like, we need five or six serious signings to have.
We're
we
linked,
should be
but
looking
just,
for
they're not from real sources. So it's like
to
it's
fight
smoke.
For top four. No, it's no, like no, we need Bruno Fernandes. We're going to need Harry Maguire. We're going to need
why
Declan Rice, and
today,
we need
sir?
Sancho
why
too.
Why did they announce today? Because they announced today who was cut from the club, and that on that list was Ander Herrera, bro, a guy that's just like walking out the door for free, and will probably be followed by a goalkeeper, by our goalkeeper, the guy who's been our savior for the last six,
no,
7 years.
We'll sell him. De Gea.
No, we're sell him to PSG, yeah. But he likely is going to PSG, is what the team leaders are saying. So all we got to say is, I'm following up on what you said. The glass just went from half full to half empty because you convinced me. Is it like, we need more signings and we need them done like right away? Because the big clubs, Real Madrid, are splashing cash, dude. They got Hazard. They got a right back. You know, they're buying players. Barca are going to get De Ligt. They're going to, you know, they got John.
No, De Ligt's not coming to Manchester United, unfortunately. No. Maguire apparently wants to go to Manchester City.
He'd come to United. Maguire come to United.
I would take Alderweireld either way. I just need bodies. At this point, I'm saying we need bodies. So Edward 335 is on. We need players. And again, because we can't forget, like, you know, Jesse Lingard on the right wing, not going to do it. David James, he's coming in, not going to do it. And so we can't paper over the cracks. We have to look at, where are we trying to get to? We're trying to win the league. Top four, not a question. This year, terrible start. Okay, let's go for top four. Next year, we have to try to win the league. Yeah. We have to try to win the league.
But this year is about top four. Because we're sixth, you know, we like...
No, it's about winning the league.
We're not winning
have
the league
to believe
next year, though.
You can never, as a Manchester United fan... And this club can never go into a season and not think that they can potentially win the league. Last season, we thought we could. We finished second coming into last season.
We didn't get a center back. I didn't think we could.
I don't know, but the thing is, we finished second. We thought we had a chance, right? And if
but
you
they
remember,
they didn't strengthen the squad. They didn't buy anyone.
No, exactly. Because they finished second. They're like, all right, we're going to ride top four. There's no problem. Mourinho can handle it. Clearly, he blew up. And now we have Solskjaer, who doesn't sound like he has a lot of sway with the board.
He's agreeable.
Right? Yeah, and I mean, who's on that transfer list? Who are we, like, who can we realistically expect to get right now?
It's I mean, De Ligt is like a pipe dream. Like, and they got hot in the last week or two. That was probably just Barca trying to close the deal. If that happened, that'd be epic, but it's like, that's not going to happen. Who's the most likely? It's probably Alderweireld. Dude, he's got a buyout clause, $25 million. That's like smart money. You get him. Twan Zabi, he's a good backup because he's coming down the chute. So yeah, you could have an Alderweireld, and that makes sense. Right back, dude. Wan-Bissaka, apparently, like, we're cheap. We're dragging our feet.
Has to be 70 mil. You got to buy him for 70
mil. But
he's
worth it. 60.
You should pay 150 against Zaha and
Wan-Bissaka. Zaha's not as good as Wan-Bissaka, to be fair.
He's pretty fire. I mean, compared to Martial, right, who shows up for six games.
Yeah, you think he's going to show up at United?
You have a point there.
What player has been showing up for United recently?
My philosophy, and I think it's been echoed, is if you have a 50% hit rate on signings, like, that is like world class. So if you're a director of football and half the players you sign come off for a marquee club, you're doing your job.
You're
like
a third now to 25%.
Yeah, so we need Bruno Fernandes and Zaha. So my point is, we need bodies at this point. So David James, great. He might come off, he might not.
But we need five more.
But we need five, six more bodies. Edward, 335. I think the net spend for United is going to be hysterically low. If we break $100 million on net spend, I honestly would be surprised. I think
call it an $85 million net spend. Call it right now. I'm just curious because I bet it's 100 under 100 for sure.
Yeah, you should tweet us. What do you think the net spend will be? Again, we wanted Edward 335, 350. It's not happening. And we're gonna play a quick game. We're gonna do this for every instant take. We're gonna say, is the signing an Obertan who came in and actually reportedly actually did landscaping in Manchester United because he's so worthless, or Zlatan who came in.
Post-Ronaldo signing, like, yeah. Him.
Zlatan coming in, instant
him,
impact.
Michael Owen, and Valencia. That was quite a package.
Yeah, so Obertan or Zlatan, is he going to be sitting on the bench, never coming to favor?
Or
is he going to be banging him in, instant impact, sir? Is David James an Obertan or Zlatan?
I mean, he's probably a mix of both. He's not going to make an instant impact. But
I didn't ask you if it was a mix of both. I asked you Obertan or Zlatan. I'll give you a year to get to the Zlatan.
Zlatan is like world class. That's a hell of a thing. Then he's probably an Obertan. If you're comparing Zlatan or Obertan, Obertan scored some goals. I think Obertan won a title or two.
Fine, I'll give you 3 years. 3 years. Is he starting on the right wing for Manchester United?
Could be.
3 years.
Especially for the value, dude, for the price we paid. Because you have to keep that in context. It's like you can't compare a player to player because
it doesn't matter the price we pay if you're trying to win the league. It doesn't matter.
If you spend 18 on a player that's going to become good in 2 years versus 40 on a player that's going to come good in 2 years, that's more money in theory that you'd have to allocate to other problems. Positions.
Like, I know, but this is our American brains thinking. We need to be thinking about winning the league, because if you look at how much money Manchester United makes, the cost of these players should be no.
I mean, he could be, but it's unlikely. It's more likely to be an Obertan. But I think because of the price, it skews it. But you said there's no in between. I think there is a value component.
Well, why
to this.
Would you buy him if he couldn't start on the right wing in 3 years for Manchester United?
I'm assuming he can.
Is he going to do that or not?
I think he can.
I think he can. Or
I haven't even seen him play yet. How the fuck would I know? I haven't even seen him play in a game, sir.
You just don't have a lot of confidence.
I have no confidence in this board and who we're signing. He looks rapid. I think he'll be playing. He might play right back.
No, but that sums up.
He might play left back.
You're the glass half full guy, right?
Am I? You
usually are. And like, if you think about it, you're like, yeah, is David James going to be our right winger in 3 years starting in the first game of Manchester United? And the answer is, I hope
maybe.
So. Maybe. So. For that to be that sums up our first thing. You don't need to ask me if it's Obertan or Zlatan. I think the American Red Devils fans know I'm going that.
Gabriel,
the French winger. Get him maintaining the hedges at Carrington ASAP. Get that value for him. Again, I wish the youngster well, but you know, if I was in Everton, might get excited about the signing, or Leicester City, I might get excited about the signing. But we are Manchester United. Don't forget that. We're supposed to be lifting trophies year in, year out, and we got to hold the board accountable. So, you know, Glazers out, in my opinion, green and gold, because this summer, starting off slow and might end with a whimper, sir.
Well, it all depends on how you can evaluate a transfer window at the beginning or even halfway through, not until the end, right? We posthumously, like, broke it down last year, assume we're getting a center back, and shame on us, we did not get a center back. This year is the same thing. I mean, I think they have to spend more money just because, like, dude,
we'll spend more money. It's just whether you will spend.
We need two signings in this position. Like, James is a future signing, and you got to buy another one right now as well, especially if you might be shipping a Lukaku or a Sanchez. So there's a lot of work to be done.
It seems to me, when you read the smoke in the press, that our expectations of doing business in Europe are completely off, right? It's like the amount of money we want for Lukaku to get him out of the club is like way too much, so we'll end up keeping him. The amount of money that we want to buy Wan-Bissaka
for is...
He's not
worth losing money on, though, right now.
No, but you get what I'm saying? Like, Wan-Bissaka, we want to pay so cheap a value that we're not going to get him. At a certain point, you have to say, okay, Lukaku for 50, we lose 30, like, yeah, get rid of him. Because the coach doesn't rate him, and we need to get someone else in. Use that 50 to buy Wan-Bissaka, add another 20 on that, your net 20. I mean, it's like, you have to be thinking, this is Manchester United.
They're trying to save money. You're talking
about
people managing this club. They're just trying to make money.
Tough. It's really hard to, when you look at how they're trying to sell, how they're trying to buy, you see no movement. You see no movement because they're not willing to meet the actual realistic valuations of teams out there. And in order to move players and get them in and win football matches, you got to take some hits, right? You got to be willing to make that call, because it's win at all costs, sir.
It's true, sir.
Win at all costs. Well, hey, It's been a crazy transfer recap. I'm sure this is a little salty, mainly because you feed us a Daniel James
we
2 weeks
more
in.
Better. We want more better.
Yeah, I need
one more.
Bruno Fernandes, that would probably exceed expectations for me.
A center back.
I don't know why he would join us over City at this point if City's interested in somebody. Same with Maguire. Like, I don't know why someone would join.
Cash,
like,
dude.
I knew DeLitt wasn't going to come because of all the teams interested in him. Why
we'll
would
pay
he come
more.
To Manchester
We'll pay
United?
More. We'll pay like 40% more.
Yeah, but it's a shit show.
I know.
But my point is, like, any footballer can look at this team and be like, yep, I'm not going there, right? It's pretty simple. Someone has to really, like, for some reason, this team and the history of the club meant something to Zlatan. Like, Zlatan got it, right? He, for him being like a sociopath, everyone making fun of him, he really got the history of Manchester United, and that meant something to him.
He's a winner.
And it has to mean something to you if you come to this club over a PSG or a Barcelona or a Real Madrid, right? The history has to mean something to you.
You have to have that mentality where it's like, I want to win at all costs. I'm going to do whatever it takes to get my team to win. Zlatan was a winner, and we need more of those mentalities, which is like, whatever it takes to win, we're going to do it.
That was like the downfall. Daniel James of the club.
He's got some grit in him for sure, dude. But we need more signing. It's just like, it's not, I think Daniel James is going to do well, but it's just like, we need a lot more than Daniel James because he's another DeLow, right? We started off last year with DeLow and everyone's excited, but it's like, if that's just like a prospect, we have an academy that's pretty strong. We need fucking players that can play.
Yeah, we need first team starters. Eddie, you listening? Either way, we really appreciate the fans of the pod. And, you know, the best way you can support us is drop a review on iTunes. We'll mail you a sticker. You can screenshot it, email it to us at AmericanRedDevils@gmail.com, or you can tweet us at USA Red Devils. We have a lot of exciting things coming this summer. Check out our website, www.AmericanRedDevils.com. And we already got the Glazers out shirts. We're going to be opening up a little store on our website as well. We're doing some cheeky items, scarves, pins, and some more funny shirts for you. Either way, it's going to be a hell of a summer. We'll keep these reactions coming. Fast and furious, sir.
15 down, 3:35 to go, sir.
Well said. And as always,
kicking a blue.
Kicking a blue.